With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, Ross here. We are all back from Eurogamer 2018, and we're all suffering in one way or another. Lewis looks like a bloated dead corpse, apparently, if you listen to Lee. Rich is feeling ill, really, really ill. He's been ill for 3 days. As you can hear from my voice, I'm not 100% either. And Ella's got Lurgy as well. So, overall, EGX 2018 was really successful. But yeah, we had a great time. We recorded lots of different podcasts. We recorded a couple of car podcasts. Sorry about that, bad podcaster there. That's one of our new industry friends tweeting me. We recorded a couple of podcasts on the way home from the shows on Saturday and Sunday. So this first one you're going to hear here is from Saturday. We didn't really kind of have any sort of set plan or a start to the show. I just put my recording device on and held the microphone up in the air, and you join us with, I think, Rich, Lee and Lewis talking about Beat Saber, obviously, on PlayStation VR. So sit back and enjoy. Sorry about the sound quality. We are in a car. There's not much we can do about that. Enjoy this one. There is a full episode that we recorded that you can view if you want to watch us. That's up on our Facebook page. But I'm going to be editing that shortly, and that'll be with you shortly as well. So enjoy.
I just muck it up. I've not yet 100%ed a song.
The tracking looked off on that PlayStation 1, Lewis.
The tracking was miles off. The tracking was miles off on the PlayStation 1. The sensors in the 6-axis controller, the PlayStation 6-axis controller, are better than the ones in those PlayStation Move controllers.
Oh, right.
But, like, that's what I was saying to these guys when you were on the PSVR version. You could tell that the tracking was noticeably different or noticeably worse because of how bad in money is you were.
Yeah.
having watched you play it on
the other ones,
on other controllers.
And the stupid thing is they're actually slightly nicer to hold.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because they're just sticks, and it's like a pommel of a sword.
If there was a choice between them, if they fixed the tracking on the PSVR, that's the one I'd actually rather play it on, just because it feels right holding those. And every time I'm playing on the Oculus Rift ones, halfway through every song, I open up the system menu. it's not fair. I would have been in all your scores.
You did that on Vive as well.
Yeah, I did it on Vive all the time.
The PlayStation Move controller is the biggest problem when I was playing on Beat Saber, was if you make a jerky motion, so they must have accelerometers in them, as well as being sensed by the whatever the sensor mob is.
Yeah.
And whenever you make any kind of jerky motion, the accelerometer just fucking has a shit fit. It goes, nope, I'm not doing this anymore. And just dies for a fraction of a second, but it's long enough for the whole thing to just go really wonky. Mm-hmm. But then you start shaking it to try and get it to recognize it again, and it just makes the whole thing worse. So I discovered that the only real way to do it in Beat Saber is, because sometimes if there's a low note coming at you really quickly, you just kind of flick your hands, your wrists around. Just didn't like it. So you had to be way smoother. You had to kind of be a lot more zen about it.
I want to know how persistence was for Alan Ross.
Persistence was good.
Apparently I'm a beast.
Yeah, we were on the hard levels, and he was like, he tried to kill us, and he couldn't kill us.
We walked up, and the first thing he said was, do you know these guys? And I said, yeah. And he goes, can't kill them.
I'm a VR master.
VR master!
I've been having you on this whole time. It's pretty scary as well.
Was it?
Yeah, occasionally. Not for real, it wouldn't be. But
so this was right. So persistence is it? What? It's a horror, is it?
It's not really. Come on.
No, it's more of a first-person shootery, but you don't shoot. You kind of melee.
Zombies.
It's just stuff rushes at you.
Yeah. That's and then whoever's on the tablet can horrific distract stuff. Them. They can freeze them. They can tag them, so you can see them when you press the button on the controller. It kind of shows up on your screen.
Yeah.
Or in your face.
I see you were cooperative. I wanted the person on the tablet to be fucking with the person.
Oh, you can do that as well, yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What the guy who was running
that's
was
what
trying
the guy
to
was
kill
doing.
Us. Yeah.
He kept grabbing the tablet and going, fuck you.
He kept sending enemies to L, she was just knocking them out.
So the crack there is, so one of you's in VR, and it's like a first person one. It's obviously
yeah.
First fucking person is in VR.
Well, not necessarily.
No, I suppose. And then the other person can... I saw L was like tapping on stuff and it looked like a little blip was going there. Is that like a scanner?
It shows you that you have a whole map. Of the whole kind of level that you're in.
You got what,
Elle? Supervision.
Yeah, is that thing picking her up because she's 4 miles away?
I am 4 miles away.
Yeah, just about, yeah. Yeah, you can on the tablet, you get an overview of the entire map, the whole level, basically, where the doors are, where the enemies are. You tap on the next room you're going into and it shows up all the enemies, all the like the DNA things you need to pick up.
Yeah.
And you can tap on the enemy, you can tag them, and then you can choose to like freeze them so they freeze, and you can get behind them and use this special ability to take them down. That's quite good, it works well. That and TikTok, those two kind of working together games.
Yeah, they were really good. The only annoying thing with that one that you were in was that there was no screen, we couldn't see what was going on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, was it just a still image, was it?
No, it was just, yeah, it was just like a promotional picture of the game.
On the rest of them, like with Beat Saber, we could see the screen, obviously.
Yeah.
With, same with Tetris and Astro, whatever it
Astrobot.
Was.
Astrobot.
Give that to Drew, let him hold it.
So what about Tetris Effect then? Because
it's fucking Tetris! I get it. And people are losing their bollocks over it, right? But it's fucking Tetris!
That's because you were shit at it.
Shut up.
Was this the house game you made?
Tetris, but you were kind of there.
No, it was the... VR Tetris
Effect. It's in PSVR. And the guy that was running our stand, right, that was running the Tetris VR thing when we were in it, not only was he really rude, yeah, because he was calling people shit, wasn't he?
Yeah.
While they were playing.
So when we walked in, Rich pretty much went on straight away, and I was stood behind Andy, and he was like, this dude's shit. I was like, oh. Okay.
To be fair, I actually came up in front of Andrew and said, this dude shit. But there were valid excuses apparently.
But on top of that, right? So he's talking about it and how amazing it is and VR and the game. No, I didn't know very much about Tetris Effect because it's Tetris, I'm not gonna go researching it. But the he's talking about it, oh it's VR and it's amazing and this, that and the other. He didn't once mention that you don't have to play it in VR. You can play it on a flat screen as well.
Yep.
That seems kind of important information.
Yeah, it is, but not really on a VR presentation.
Well, no, but are you presenting the VR or are you presenting the game?
I think it was more presenting the VR.
Well, maybe.
They are pushing it quite hard.
Well, if they really wanted to push PlayStation VR, maybe they shouldn't have only let 14 people in the entire day and not made you queue up for hours and hours just to book a slot. I didn't think it was very well handled.
No. Out of Microsoft, Sony and Nintendo.
Nintendo are fucking great.
Nintendo were definitely the stars.
You say Microsoft.
Microsoft didn't turn up.
Well, they didn't turn up. I was going to say, you say Microsoft. I haven't seen an Xbox stand at all.
Yeah, but they don't lose any points for that.
All of the divisions, Sam, was like sponsored by Xbox.
Oh, was it? Right, okay. Because they had Xbox One Elite. Enhanced or whatever.
Yeah.
So they were represented by proxy.
Oh, and Metro Exodus was all Xbox One.
Yeah, they were.
I did not know an Xbox One could put out games that look that good.
What's the One X though?
The
One X. Super
PC. Is that really expensive?
16 million teraflops. It's about between 400 quid.
Yeah. If you're lucky, about 350.
Looked gorgeous.
Haven't you got one, Ross?
I've just got the standard.
Oh,
the
best.
The I tell you what, that God, the Metro Exodus game, we didn't get into anything that was like really. If 100 enemies ran at you, it'd probably start lagging.
Yeah.
But the graphics on that, if you'd have told me it was running on a high-end PC, I wouldn't have called him a liar.
Did you go to the bit where those three guys jump out of the trees at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit myself a bit.
Yeah.
I had to stop myself from sticking a crossbow in the first one's eye.
Yeah, he killed me twice.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the ones by the bridge?
Yeah.
That was quite weird, because I looked over it when I died at that bit. I looked over and Rich was doing something different, and then I looked over at Ross and it, well, after he died at respawn, he was doing something different as well.
Yeah,
and you were all in different locations,
yeah.
Or you were both in different locations to where I was at the time.
That's the fallout that should be, and then you can just go and do what you want. There's no, well, I don't think there was a set path to it.
Well, the thing that surprised me most about it was, you go into this little village or town or whatever the hell it is, and I start going sneaky, stealthy, because at the beginning of the tutorial at the beginning, it said, if you go loud, you will get shivved in the testicle. So I was like, all right, it's probably not a great idea. So I started sneaking in, and then I shot a couple of people in the neck, and then the last guy, I only shot him like in the little finger or something, and he spotted me. So he then started shouting, everybody started coming along. I was like, oh, do you know what, fuck this noise. So I just went loud and started shooting the crap out of everybody.
So unlike you.
And I know, it's really out of character. And so just like shot crap tons of people, which I didn't think the game handled particularly well. I think it expects you to go quite stealthy. Because all the people were holed up in the houses, and they were all like kind of creeping around and waiting to ambush you.
Yeah.
And I just ran in and rinsed them all. And then halfway, like, after about, I don't know, 10 or so kills, the rest of the people in the village just walked out with their hands up going, no, fuck this, can't beat him, not going to try.
Yeah, I like that touch.
And then I walked up, because it gives you an option of whether you want to, like, knock out somebody who surrendered, or stab them repeatedly in the mouth. And at this point, Lewis leant over and pushed the stab them repeatedly in the mouth button on my pad.
I was dead, I needed something good to do.
Yeah.
I hadn't killed anything in 5 seconds, so... As good as it was, I don't think I'm going to buy it.
I'd need to play a bit more of it, because it was such a small part of what is like a Fallout-esque game.
It's another one, if it had co-op, we'd be right down for it.
Yeah, if that has... It might do, I don't know, I haven't looked at it.
It
doesn't, we checked.
It's
single-player only.
Yeah.
I kind of understand why they do that, but Christ, if it had co-op, we will be all up in his grizzle.
Yeah. What's the best thing you played, Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Best thing you played?
Oh, sorry, I was leaving you guys to.
Was he falling asleep then?
No.
You're the mic stand. Pay attention.
No, it's your podcast. I was happy
special
listening.
Special guest on the podcast stuff today.
Yeah.
My favourite, I really like that NBA game. That was really, really fun. What was
watching you guys play that was really good fun.
What was that, NBA Playgrounds?
Playgrounds 2.
So much fun. Very erratic and over the top. But really, really fun.
The beanbags sold that for me.
I've just come to realise, actually, all the games that I really enjoyed involved balls. Of some description. Dodgeball was amazing.
Dodgeball 1 was really good.
What was the Death Row remake that we really liked?
Oh, okay.
2-on-2 when I was playing the Minotaur.
Something.
Oh, Hyper Brawl.
That was really fun. That little kid was not happy that we won.
Start,
I beat him up with a hammer. He was claiming child abuse.
When I first started,
you stood up and went, "Yeah, that's what you get when you bring
bring a 7-year-old to a fight." What are you thinking? When I first started playing that hyper brawl, I thought this is too slow. But when you've sat there playing it for a little bit, actually, it's not so bad.
No, if it gets any faster, it
would be too chaotic.
Yeah,
the arenas are so small. If it was any faster, but also I worked out that you can sprint.
Yeah, you had a little boost.
Yeah.
The jumping kick was a bit overpowered. I was doing that all over.
Yeah,
the place.
But I just kept missing.
No,
they
run
at
our goal
and I just whizzed past them.
That was the only thing for me, was the targeting per se felt a bit kind of sloppy.
It was a bit off.
It's a bit easy to miss people.
The first thing I thought, and I wish I'd have told them this, but I'll tell them tomorrow. What you need is a coloured circle on the ground underneath your character,
showing which direction you're pointing.
With a little arrow.
Small arrow,
that's all you need, because that makes so much of a difference in aiming the ball to make sure it goes in the goal.
This was a game that Elle played sports ball.
How was it?
Elle
and
played sports
won.
Ball. Oh, whoa, hang on, we need to rewind a slight bit, because we forgot to mention that
Ross lost.
Ross and Drew played on that basketball game, and Ross lost.
It wasn't 2K branded as well.
Oh, it wasn't a 2K branded game. And it wasn't a serious one because they all have bobbleheads, right?
Yes. Massive bobbleheads, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Like playing with Churchill dogs.
It was the most stressful experience of my day. I was MVP.
She was?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was MVP.
Yeah. The guy, did you hear the guy, the one of the devs for that game, that Hyperball game?
No.
What? So, in the first couple of rounds, he said, she was just trying to find her way. She obviously didn't understand fully how to play the game.
Yeah.
And then she worked it out. Yeah. And he had this, like, I thought it was awe to start with, but I figured it must have been fear afterwards. He was just like, she's rinsing them.
Just like kicking all over the place.
I was on Elle's team, and most of the time I was just getting out of the way.
Yeah.
It's been a good year for sports ball games, I've got to be honest.
Yeah. Or sports ball games that aren't sports ball.
That aren't
yeah, right. Yeah, not fully sensitive, like fully serious sports ball games.
Yeah.
There was a couple of people, but I did see a couple of people.
Yeah, playing. We dragged Ross past the FIFA stand.
There's very little Rocket League there this year.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Fortnite, as far as the bloody eye can see, I've clocked about 4 Overwatch tournaments with prizes to be won. So Overwatch is, considering how long Overwatch has been around, there's quite a lot of it.
It's because they've now brought out Overwatch League and the franchising around it is huge.
Is that what it is?
Oh,
yeah.
So the team branded, aren't they?
Yeah.
Jerseys. Has that just been added in the latest update?
No, it's been out for a few seasons now, but I think it's over a year old.
Right. But yeah, there's loads of that. And I found that stand, that really obscure people that I've never heard of. Turns out they make everything. They make mice, motherboards, the whole nine yards. But they've got an Overwatch tournament going on, 4v4.
3v3.
No, it's 4v4, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, the stand which was the mystery stand, sorry.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, there was a 1v1 Overwatch tournament as well, and then there was another one, and you get just big prizes, like graphics, like 1080 Ti graphics.
That's our half two tomorrow. I don't know how well you'll fare, because there's a proper keen beat when it comes to Overwatch.
I'm not going
to
go and sit at the Overwatch, an Overwatch competition with the kids in tow anyway.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. They'll probably do better than you anyway.
Shut up.
They will.
Imagine Eli playing Wrecking Ball.
I felt a little bit disappointed by the retro. Was that just me, by the retro gaming area?
What?
Is that just because I'm over the retro stuff?
But a lot of the stuff we played relied on the kit, and the kit was faulty.
Oh, that was really quite bad, yeah, because there was a point blank there, but the guns just didn't work.
And the Guitar Hero, the Guitar Hero
controllers never work in arcades.
No.
Yeah, so it was all a little bit broken.
And of course, for point blank to work, it has to be on a CRT, and the CRT screens
were
like
tiny.
I know, it was like as big as a PS Vita or whatever.
They were really small. I wasn't that bothered by the retro, but I don't think I remember being bothered by the retro sections in previous years anyway.
Well, me and Ross had a little wander around and found some absolute gems.
I want to play some pinball tomorrow, but they're all busy.
Yeah,
Saturday everything's busy, isn't it?
Now the pinballs are really popular, even though they're tucked away in a corner. And on the back side of the retro section, there's still always people there. You have to wait for a turn. It's good.
You played some Ridge Racer, didn't you?
Did you?
Played some Ridge Racer. I schooled Ross at Ridge Racer.
500ths of a second.
Schooled. I think my second lap, I set the record. So.
Yeah, you did.
I did see a load of GameCubes and stuff. I'm interested to see if Eternal Darkness is on one of them.
Did you play Project Zero?
Yeah. Zero. Yeah, played Project Zero, but I got really confused by the controls.
Oh yeah,
because the left thumbstick did things that no left thumbstick ever should do.
Strafing was on the C controller, so yeah, four little circles.
So strafing was on the C controllers, left and right. Up and down on the C controllers was pitch up and down. So the other two functions were on the left thumbstick. It was like they split them in half and then mixed them up on purpose. Best one around there was for me Burnout.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Paradise.
No, Burnout.
Original Burnout.
Smashed it.
I want to get into talking about Smash. Yeah, I want to get into Smash Brothers tomorrow. the Nintendo. We played. Mario Party twice now, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's almost enough to make me want to buy a Switch. Almost, not quite.
Yeah.
Almost.
I'm on the edge.
I need something for me to buy a Switch. I need something that I can play with people over, and something that I can play on my own. Maybe Breath of the Wild is the thing.
Yeah, Zelda's the thing you can play on your own, definitely.
But it's not like there's not enough full first person games.
Loads of single player games.
Doom, Wolfenstein, Diablo.
It's the new Wolfenstein.
Actually, I've got to be honest. Diablo and Doom could potentially sway me over.
That's all of your bowel movements sorted.
That's though. Just sorted, yeah. Like El said, Stardew Valley. what was the other one?
Bayonetta 2.
Firewatch. Firewatch? I can't do Firewatch. It's not the kind of game you play again, is it?
No, it's no replay.
Yeah, but that's got all the good. So impressive, Mario. It's those five little games.
Untitled Goose Game. Untitled Goose Game. I'll go and find that tomorrow. Nintendo used to be, maybe I'm wrong, but I was pretty sure that Nintendo used to be quite hardcore about the kind of games that they allowed on their system. And they always had to be relatively family friendly.
Relaxed now.
Yeah. And I remember there was a kerfuffle, I think it might have been on the game, it was either on the GameCube or the Wii, the original Wii. Where people were trying to bring out more gory games, and Nintendo were making them stylize the gore so that it wasn't realistic.
So it's child friendly gore.
Well, I don't know about you, but it was cartoon. They didn't want out and out gore on their console. They wanted stylized cartoon violence. Yeah. And they seem to have completely backpedaled on that now, because Doom and Bayonetta is stylized, but
you can either choose it to be realistic or unrealistic.
Yeah.
Like you can quiet it down for the children if you're gonna let your children play this hyper sexualized game. Sex is fine, children, but blood we will not have under this house.
Did Nintendo took blood out of Mortal Kombat 2?
Yes, they did.
They have a cheat code to get it back.
What did they do with Resident Evil on the Wii?
That was like their first one that they thought, let's try this.
No, Resident Evil. Zombie U was kind of stylized.
Oh, okay.
Even like when they had Silent Hill, I think it was Shattered Memories, which was on the Wii, that wasn't actually that gory. Like, I can't remember there being that much blood in it.
No.
It was just monsters chasing you around, so it was relatively clean.
What game was that?
Shattered Memories, the Silent Hill one.
Resi was never that gory either. Resident Evil 4, when you shot them, a little bit of like yellow splat came out because they weren't even
infected. Were they?
Yeah, they weren't even human, so custard. It was like yellow custard that came out.
Yeah.
And it was scary, but I guess they're okay with scary. They just didn't like gory, but they don't seem to give a shit anymore.
I might be able to tip you over the edge on the Switch, Rich.
What's that?
Rocket League, of course.
Yeah. No, I can play Rocket League already.
You need to own it on multiple platforms, and you can play it anywhere.
I don't need to play it anywhere. I own the loop.
Yeah,
I work at home.
Your bladder is about the size of a walnut. You could just stay on the toilet.
If there's anything going to get me to buy a Switch, it won't be games I can already play. It'll be games that I can't play on anything but the Switch.
What, you mean you don't want a Switch for extra more vanilla Skyrim, maybe?
No.
Just in case you haven't had enough
or
of it,
extra more vanilla
again.
Minecraft probably won't do the job either.
I can't believe they released Skyrim again. Vanilla Skyrim.
What? Hey, Did you see the E3 thing where they were taking the mic and saying that they brought out Skyrim on Alexa?
Oh. No. They weren't taking the mic.
Yeah, they weren't taking the mic. They brought out Skyrim on the Alexa.
Own an Alexa, and they have different kind of adventuring games on there.
Yeah.
It's like the old like text-based ones.
Yeah.
I quite enjoy it actually when I'm doing the washing up. What else are you gonna do when you're washing up?
No, yeah. I've played one called Yes Sire. Play that.
Oh, right.
Have a look at Yes Sire. That's really, really good. It gives you loads of scenarios, and you've basically got to make decisions based on it, and you gain fame and money. And if you get too much fame, the king kills you. If you get too much money, the king kills you. Too little fame and too little money, he kills you. So you have to stay in the middle.
Yeah.
His Majesty.
You see, there's a Game of Thrones version of that now as well.
Holy shit.
Or it's either out or it's due out. One that I want to play. Sorry, going back to the EGX. Overcooked in Space. I can't remember what it was called.
Catastronauts.
Catastronauts. That was wicked. I'm kind of done with Overcooked, and actually we tried to play Overcooked 2, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I just wasn't that bothered.
It's exactly the same as Overcooked 1.
Yeah, it's just got, I think it's got more levels and stuff, but it's got online multiplayer.
I don't think that's the same for it, even though it stood up.
No, it's a couch game.
Yeah, slightly drunk.
But that Catastronauts was basically
chaos.
It was FTL meets Overcooked. So you had to run around and repair your ship and fire at another ship with four of you legging it around in an Overcooked style way. So one of you's repairing the ship, one of you's putting out fires, one of you's firing the lasers.
In theory.
Actually, what actually happened is everybody was doing everything and then panicking.
One of you's
and
running
then,
through
and then there was a solar flare. Lewis locked himself in the panic room and we all burnt to a crisp.
That's what you get for locking me out.
Revenge.
What if you ran in there on fire with the other three people?
That was me. I'm sorry.
Luckily, I had a fire extinguisher.
I'm on fire.
That was actually a really fun game.
Yeah,
I quite like that.
There's people behind you not playing, laughing, watching you play.
Yeah. Oh, it was very fun.
There were just so many elements to it.
Yeah.
Whereas Overcooked has, you know. Yeah, okay, things move in different ways, but in essence, you're cooking things and putting it through the hatch.
It's going to hinge on the levels, and the levels that we played were actually pretty good. The whole charging the batteries and putting the batteries in the guns to fire them and stuff like that.
Different nuances here and there made it interesting.
And they weren't afraid to throw away a mechanic when it didn't work in the level. So we did one level where it had batteries, and we thought, okay, right, this is the progression of the guns. We're going to have to charge them. And then we went to the next level that had the solar flares.
They
took the battery charging out. And they'd obviously played it and gone, it overcomplicates it. Yeah, it overcomplicates it. We don't need the battery charging. Let's just go and get rid of it.
Yeah, but you say that with the overcomplicated. Why'd you put a fence in the middle of a ship?
Okay, yeah. No, and we even mentioned that to the devs. They'd obviously put that there just to add a weird mechanism to the firing of the gun.
There must be another way to be able to do that. Like
without an orange fence.
Yeah. Like put a hatch there instead, so you can only pass stuff through that bit of the hatch.
Like a drawer.
You can't pass through.
Like a drawer that you pass things through.
Or like an intermittent force field that was up at certain times.
That'll work. Yeah, force field that like flickers or something like that.
You could only have two people on one side and two on the other. You could have one side.
Yeah, that's true.
One side in vacuum and they're in spacesuits, so they can't.
That's cool. Go outside the ship and repair it.
They're
really wicked. But anyway, long story short, it was really good. That was only one slight weird. And it was only annoying because we were looking at it going, why would you build a spaceship and just put a fucking fence?
But it was a fun annoying, wasn't it?
You could
get around it quite easily.
Yeah.
It wasn't like narrow corridors in Overcooked, which are the most annoying thing in the game.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. And they didn't clone Overcooked too much.
No.
They didn't. They took enough of the fun ideas from it and mixed it with their own stuff. And it came out really good. There was loads of stuff around there that was good, though.
It was quite nice that they had... Nice but inevitable that they had kind of subtle nods to other sci-fi franchises. Mm. Like, most of the uniforms look like...
Star Trek
uniforms, yeah.
Some of the characters look like... Star Trek and Star Wars characters.
Yeah. One guy was clearly Simon Pegg.
I really like What the Golf. While I was waiting for the mystery game that Ellen and I did, I can't remember what that was called.
TikTok.
What the Golf was really fun. Best thing about it was you're about to shoot the ball, or what you thought was the ball, and then suddenly it would shoot the house instead of the ball. So what? I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, what the golf was really... I was sat watching Lewis play it, and he was just sat there. I couldn't tell whether he was liking it or not, and he's just going away. And all of a sudden, he kicks this cat and just bursts out laughing. No idea what the level was. And he's like, what's going on here? It's supposed to be a golf game. Pulls the mouse back and lets go, and this fucking cat just fucks off into the distance. And he's there wetting himself. That was a really fun little game.
Yeah, ragdolling dead bodies around.
Did you get to the super hot bit?
The super,
super
hot bit?
Yeah.
Putt.
Super putt.
Oh, yes, I
super
did. Yeah,
putt.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, where you fired the gun.
Yeah.
They had a super, super hot level where, even though it's golf, time only progressed when you moved the ball. So when you took a shot. So it was exactly like super hot. They had a little quote on the wall that said, if we ever had to make a golf game, this would be it. The super hot team. Nice. So I don't know whether they just made that up or whether they sent it to the super hot team. I presume they had to get licensed to use basically their idea.
I just like when the levels where you were pulling the ball back to shoot and it would slow down time while you were pulling the ball.
Yeah,
back,
like the car level speed and stuff
up.
Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Really, really fun to play.
Has everybody played that?
I haven't played it.
Right. Ross is and Elle are the only ones who haven't played it.
Yeah, I'll go with that tomorrow. I'm hoping it's quite.
I love it.
The other.
Oh, no.
Oh, nearly killed a cat.
That was nearly a cat astronaut.
Oh, no. The other one in that same area was TikTok. I really liked TikTok.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And I know it shouldn't. Am I the only person that thought, oh, they're not networked? That's genius. But there's no reason for them to be networked. And it's made me reflect on it and think, there's a lot of games that are networked that just don't need to be.
It was really clever.
The puzzles were nice and not too challenging, but good.
No. It's basically two separate games that you play in tandem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can play over the phone. You can be on a Skype call. You can play at the same house. Whatever. Yeah. I thought it was really good. Really good. And that's only a part of the game. There's a lot more of it coming out. Apparently.
I think it would make it a lot harder if you were in two different rooms or.
If you couldn't see the other person's screen.
Yeah, that definitely brought
it.
It
felt like a point and click adventure game that you played co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing. It was really good. Right then.
Are we having a beer tonight or not?
Oh, I'm having a beer tonight, that's for bloody sure.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.